there's any other holidays within the year that have more meaning than this.
因为我们每天都从神得着各样的福气。
Because every day we receive all kinds of blessing from God.
我们可以借着这个节期，我们大家来在一起，表达我们向神的感谢。
And using this holiday, we were able to gather together and offer, express our thanksgiving to God.
我们要有，我们每年感恩节。
Every Thanksgiving, we have this whole church-wide gathering here.
我们目的不是来吃一顿。
The purpose is not just to come here and eat.
我们的目的是要大家在一起来我们对神的感激。
The purpose is for us all together and offer our thanksgiving.
所以我们盼望所有的弟兄姊妹礼拜四的晚上我们可以一起来感谢神。
So we hope that to see everyone here on Thursday night to give up, to offer our thanksgiving to our God.
一起数算神在今年给我们每一个人的恩典。
And to count all the blessing he has given us.
今天我要继续来讲到撒迦利亚的八个异象。
Today I'll continue to talk about the eight visions of Zechariah.
请我们打开撒迦利亚书。
Please turn the book of Zechariah.
今天我们要来到第三章。
Today we'll read chapter 3.
旧约撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
我念请大家来听。
I'll read and you can just read along silently.
如果你找不到的话，你的邻居帮你忙，帮我们一起来打开。
If you cannot find it, then your neighbor can help you to find the place.
天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边，与他作对。你念第二节。
Okay. The Lord said to Satan.The Lord rebuked you, saying, Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuked you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
He spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, Remove the filthy garments from him. Again he said to him, See, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes.
我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上。他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。耶和华的使者在旁边站立。
An angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying,
万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇，我也要使你在这些人中往来。我们跳到第四章。
Let's skip to chapter 4.
我们要从第一节念到十四节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 14.
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。
He said to me, What do you see? And I said, I see and behold a lampstand all of gold with its bowl on the top of it, and its seven lamps on it with seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps which are on the top of it.
旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
Then I said to the angel who was speaking with me, saying, What are these, my Lord?
与我说话的天使回答我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我就说，主啊，我不知道。
Then he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，人且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠归于这殿。
Also the word of the Lord came to me saying,
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。
For who has despised the day of small things, but these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord which range to and fro throughout the earth.
十一节，我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？
And I answered the second time and said to him, What are the two olive branches which are besides the two golden pipe, which empty the golden oil from themselves?
他对我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。
Then he said, These are the two anointed ones who are standing by the Lord of the whole earth.
好，我们再来看新约的章节。
Let's turn to a book in the New Testament.
我们请打开启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
我们先要看第一章。
And we'll read chapter 1.
第一章第十二节
Chapter 1 verse 12
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话既转过来就看见七个金灯台然后我们跳到二十节
And then we'll skip to verse 20
二十节
Chapter 1 verse 20As for the mystery of the seven star which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels and lampstands are the seven churches. Let's turn to chapter 11.
Design you.
Verse 3.
念到第六节
And we'll read to verse 6
我要使那两个见证人穿着毛衣传到一千两百六十天
These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth
若有人想要杀要害他们就有火从他们口中出来烧灭仇敌凡想要害他们的都必这样被杀
These have the power to shut up the sky so that rain will not fall during the days of their prophesying and they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire
第七节他们做完见证的时候那从无底坑上来的兽必与他们交战并且得胜把他们杀了
And read verse 7
好我想我们圣经就读这么多
So we'll end our scripture reading here
两个主日以前我讲到这个撒迦利亚书的异象
So two Sundays ago I spoke about the visions in Zechariah
在旧约圣经我们知道撒迦利亚书是最后的一段历史
We know that in the Old Testament the book of Zechariah records the final histories
讲到犹太人在这个所谓回归的时候神要表明他的心
They talked about on their journey back to the Israelites journey back to their homeland how God wants to express what his true heart
因为神用犹太人作为整个世界的一个样板
Because God wanted the Israelites to become the example for all the other people in the earth
神怎么样在犹太人身上做工就表明他在世界上所有的人身上也是做同样的工
How he works on the Israelites represents how he will work with on the people of this earth
那么犹太人是神从万民中拣选
The Israelites are people chosen from all the different nations.
神爱他们
God loves them.
神祝福他们
And he blessed them.
神也把他的旨意向犹太人启示
And also he revealed his will to them.
那么他有一个根本的点就是如果他们敬畏神爱神神就祝福他们给他们地给他们所有的恩需要在地上生活的所有的条件
And God has only one single point which is that if they love God then God will bless them with everything that they needed living on this earth
但是神告警告他们说如果你们离弃耶和华去侍奉偶像那么神就要把所有的咒诅临到他们的身上
And then there's also a warning that if you worship other God then he will put down all the curse upon them
所以你在旧约你可以看得出来 经过这么长的一段历史，神的话一点都没有错。
So from this long history in the Old Testament, you can see that God did not miss a single promise he made.
凡是他们敬畏耶和华的时候，神就祝福他们。
When they worship God, God blesses them.
但是什么时候他们离弃神，神的咒诅就临到他们。
And whenever they departed from God, God's curse was upon them.
那么在这个最后的这段历史，就是他们被咒诅，被掳到巴比伦去做亡国奴70年之后。
So the last history records that after they were defeated by the Babylonians and were enslaved in Babylon
for
70 years.
然后神应许说有一天你们还可以回来重建家园。
And God promised that one day you will be able to return and rebuild your home.
所以哈该书也好，撒加利亚书也好，就是讲到这段历史。
Whether it's in the book of Haggai or in the book of Zechariah, it all talked about the same history.
神的旨意不因为犹太人的不信就停了，就改了，没有。
God's will did not change simply because, just because the Israel did not believe in him anymore.
神仍然向他们施恩，他们只要愿意听从耶和华的话，神的旨意还要恢复建立在他们中间。
God continued to bless them as long as they are willing to turn back towards him, his will be finished on them.
所以那个圣殿的建造就是这个见证神旨意的表明。
So the building of the temple is the expression of this, his will.
他们离弃神的时候，神就把这个殿给拆了。
So when they departfrom God, God destroyed the temple.
但是他们什么时候归向神，神就要他们重新建造这个耶和华的殿。
And whenever they turn back to God, God wanted them to rebuild the temple.
不应该用 temple 这个字，英文要用 house.
House.
对， house 是他原来的意思。
So the true meaning should be house, God's house.
神要得着的不是一个冷冰冰的房子，这不是神要的。
What God did not want is a simple empty building.
神要的是一个家。
What God wants is a house.
因为神要住在他的百姓中间。
Because God wants to live among his people.
神与人同住，这是圣经中最奇妙的一个启示。
God wants to be living among the people. This is the most amazing thing described in the Bible.
在旧约的时候是借着犹太人神住在他们中间来表明的。
So in the Old Testament it's represented by God's will to live among the people.
到了新约还是一样。
And in the New Testament it's the same.
耶稣来的时候他有一个名字。
And when Jesus came, he had a name.
他的名字叫什么？
What was his name?
以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就是神与人同住。
And what it means is that God and man living together.
这是神一直要在人的身上 达到的。
So this has been a constant will and goal for God, what he wanted to accomplish all along.
那么哈该书就神用这个先知鼓励当时的老百姓，你们起来，不要找借口没有建造神的殿。
So in book of Haggai, record that God used this old prophet to encourage the people to rise up and to build a house because they have no they shouldn't have any other excuse.
因为他们说时候没有到。
Because their excuse was that the time was not here yet.
但是神说老早就到了。
Haggai said that the time has already come.
那么神又兴起这个年轻的先知，他起来，神给他八个异象。
And also God raised up this young prophet and gave him eight visions.
这个八个异象都是很奇特的。
And these eight visions are all very unique.
复习一下，第一个异象是什么
？Let's review. What's the first vision?
四匹马。
Four horses.
对不对？四匹马在全地走来走去。
These four horses were roaming across the earth.
你会发现这个意象跟启示录的时候四旬约不是四旬使徒约翰所看见的意象有异曲同工之妙。
You'll notice that this is same with what John saw in Revelations, the vision that he saw.
你如果去读启示录的时候，你会发现他也有八个意象。
So if you read Revelation, you also know that there are eight visions.
那他也看到什么？四匹马。
And he also saw the four horses.
所以旧约里面，神让撒加利亚看到这个异象；新约里面，神让约翰也看到相同的异象。
So in the Old Testament, God allowed Zechariah to see these eight visions, and in the New Testament, he also allowed John to see the same eight visions.
我们就知道这个异象告诉我们一个重要的信息。
So we know that this vision tells us one important message.
马代表什么？
What does the horse represent?
从宝座前出来的神的灵。
So is the spirit coming forth from the throne.
走来走去就是神的灵运行在整个的大地。
It's roaming back and forth in, on the earth.
因为神是做工的神。
Because God is one who does work.
神兴起环境来做他的要，他要做成的工作。
He will raise the condition necessary for his work to be accomplished.
所以这个意象就让人知道天没塌。
So this vision allows people to understand that
天没塌。
All's not lost. The end hasn't come yet.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，事情不得了，天下大乱，天要塌了。
So oftentimes we feel like things are so out of hand that everything would come to an end.
对犹太人来讲，真是天塌了，因为神都不理他们了，把他们交给外邦人，他们在外国做亡国奴做了70年，哎呀，天塌了。
So truly to the Israelites, it does seem like everything is coming to an end because God has forsaken them and they becoming slaves for 70 years.
No, 即使你们在神的管教的底下亡国了，做了外国的奴隶，这些外邦人骑在你们头上，神还是做宝座的神。
But that's not true because regardless of their condition, they were enslaved and have the Gentiles ruling over them. God is still sitting on his throne.
所以这是第一个意象所讲的。第二个意象。
So that was the first vision. The second vision.
他就看见四个角跟四个匠人。
He saw four horns and four craftsmen.
讲到神在这个时候就兴起。他的工人来建神的家。
So they talk about a time when God raised up his workers to build his house.
要把所有的这些拦阻的神工作的势力通通除掉。
And he will remove all those forces, other forces that are preventing the work from being done.
虽然这个时候好像有很多的拦阻，但是神还是管事的神。
Even though there may seem to be a lot of blockades, but God is still the God who's ruling over all.
第三个意象。
The third vision,
他就看到有一个人拿着一个准绳。
He saw somebody who's holding a plumb line.
这个准绳就是神在那里要建造这个大圣殿的大工，现在拿着准绳表示动工了。
And it represents that God wants to build the house, and now the work has started.
所以我们上个礼拜就讲到，这整个的建造是谁在建造呢？是耶稣基督，他在建造。
So last week we talked about who's doing all this work of the building work, and we talked, and the answer is Jesus is doing all this work.
两个礼拜前我那篇信息，我特别讲到这个意象的时候，引用马太福音16章。
And 2 weeks ago, as I was talking about this, I used a verse from Matthew chapter 16.
我盼望我们现在正在做我们新的 web page.
We're doing our new web page right now.
我盼望这个信息是我们 web page 的主题。
I hope this to be the main theme of our web page.
因为今天整个神的建造在地上就是建造他的家，他的教会。
Because the building work that he's doing today on this earth is to build his house.
到底这个建造教会是什么？只有耶稣在16章马太的里面把那一个整个的图画给我们看见。
So what exactly is his building? Jesus has painted this big picture in Matthew 16.
我们整个的信仰它的关键是启示，是意象。
And our whole faith is based on his revelation and visions.
不是传统，不是规条，不是教条，乃是你里头被神打开，看见天上神在做什么。
It's not traditional rules, but rather it's opening up yourself up to see what he's doing.
我们如果没有看见，我们是在黑暗中，像以前的保罗。
If we cannot see, then we're in the darkness, just like Paul.
我们越热心越闯祸。
Even though we may have zeal for doing his work, but we'll actually make things worse. Unless you know what he wanted.
好，今天我们就要来到第四个意象。
So today we'll come to the fourth vision.
你如果发现第四个意象，刚刚我们念的时候，第三章。
They discovered that as we were reading it in chapter 3.
你就会发现，天使指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，谁也站在他旁边。
So you'll notice that the high priest Joshua is standing before the Lord. So who else is also standing beside him?
撒旦也站在他的右边。
Satan was standing at his right hand side.
今天我们要讲的。一个意象是在第三章，现在我们讲到约书亚。
So our vision is in chapter 3 and now we're talking about Joshua.
第二个意象，这就是不是应该说第二个题目是在第四章，就看到这一个 所罗巴伯。
And the second part is in chapter 4, it talks about Zerubbabel.
那我们现在想一想，谁是约书亚，谁是所罗巴伯。
So let's think back, who's Joshua and who's Zerubbabel?
他们两位是谁？
Who are these people?
这两位就是你如果去读这个这个以斯拉记的时候。
So if you go and read the book of Ezra,
他们就是那一批万多人从被掳之地回来的一批人。
So the, these two are among the 50,000 who returned back to the homeland from,
也就是这些人,
from the land of Babylon.
这些人他们是出了代价离开了巴比伦来到这个荒芜破败的耶路撒冷。
In other words, these are people who paid a heavy price by leaving Babylon to come to this land which was filled with nothing.
那当时有这个两个领袖。
So at the time there were these two leaders.
在犹太人中间有几个重要的事情。
So among the Israelites there are several important things.
所谓的 leadership.
So there, in other words, the leadership.
做领袖。那么祭司权。领袖就是大祭司。
So the priest, the power of the priest, so it's the high priest.
那这七十年他们没事可干的。
So in these 70 years they have nothing to do.
为什么？
Why?
圣殿拆了。
The reason is that the
祭司的整个的侍奉是以圣殿为中心的。
The reason is the holy temple was destroyed, and their whole purpose, all their work is based upon the holy temple.
所以他们七十年是下岗工人，没事干的。
So in all these 70 years, they have nothing to do.
但是这里有一个人，他叫做约书亚。
But here we have a person called Joshua.
他还是知道。神给他的职分是在祭司这件事情上的中心。
So he knows that God still wanted him to be faithful in his work as a priest.
我们还是要侍奉神。
He knows that they still need to worship God.
神的怒气已过，审判已经过了，恩典来了，现在要重建神的家。
He knows that God's anger had passed and his judgment had passed, and now it's time to rebuild his house.
所以这个领袖约书亚就是代表祭司权。
So this leader Joshua represents the power of the priest.
那么第四章我们下面要讲的这个所罗巴伯又是谁？
So who's this Zerubbabel we're about to read in chapter 4?
那这个就是代表王权，这是代表政府的王权。
So he represents the power of the king.
好，我们一个一个来看。
So let's read this one after another.
那我们先看这个约书亚。
So let's look at Joshua first.
你会发现在这个意象里头，他看到约书亚的旁边站了一个叫做撒旦。
So you see in this vision, he saw that in his he saw Satan standing beside him.
撒旦在那边干什么？
So what is Satan doing?
啊，控告，控告他。
He's accusing him.
啊，控告这个领袖。
He's accusing this leader.
那么第三节，
in verse 3,
这个大祭司身上穿的是什么呢？
So what is
污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
So what is this high priest wearing? He's wearing filthy garments and standing before the angel. What does that mean?
祭司在圣殿侍奉的时候，能够穿一个破烂的脏的衣服吗？
So can priests come to the temple wearing filthy garments?
不行。
He certainly cannot.
他们要穿神给他们的那个制服。
They need to wear the robe that was given to them by God.
是一个荣耀的袍子穿在身上，头上还要戴着荣耀的冠冕。
It's a festal robe, and also he will wear a turban on his head.
所以，一个侍奉神的人，他必须一个装束整齐的一个人。
So for someone who serves God, he must be in the proper attire.
不能穿的邋里邋遢的，又脏脏乱乱的，不能的。
He cannot wear casual clothing or filthy garments.
因为你是侍奉的。万军的耶和华。
Because you are serving the Lord of all hosts.
那么，可是他在这个意象中却看见这个大祭司身上不是穿的那个华美的袍子，而是穿的破破烂烂的脏衣服。
But yet in his vision, he saw this high priest. He's not wearing these festal robes, but rather these filthy garments.
魔鬼就在那里怎么样？
So Satan was standing there accusing him.
什么意思？
So what does that mean?
这个图画。在讲什么？
So what is this picture trying to tell us?
我们知道浪子回家的时候身上穿的是什么？
We know the story of the son who left his house.
Prodigal son.
Prodigal son. What's he wearing when he returned home?
破烂的衣服。
He was wearing filthy clothes.
因为他打的工是放猪。
Because he was farming pigs.
放猪你不用穿很漂亮的西装，养猪不需要。
So when we're pasturing, looking after pigs, you don't need to wear fancy clothes.
然后他回家就是穿那副德行。
And so he was using the same wearing the same clothes returning home.
爸爸看到这个儿子宝贝儿子回来。
So when the father saw his precious son return,
没有说你先换了衣服我再给你亲嘴。
He did not say that go and change your clothes so that I may kiss you.
爸爸就一把抱住这个儿子连连与他亲嘴因为儿子回来了。
And but rather he hugged him immediately and gave him many kisses.
但是马上神父亲做一件事。
Immediately the father did one thing.
叫这个儿子怎么样穿上一个袍子
and he told his son to wear his own robe
这是耶稣讲到这个比喻的时候说我们每一个回家的人神先接纳我们然后叫我们把身上的这个脏的衣服脱掉
so the point of Jesus telling his story is that all those who are called back all the people who are called back the first thing God does is to accept us but then next he wants toclothe us
这个脏衣服代表什么
so what does this filthy garment represent
在圣经里面这个衣服都是讲到人的行为
so in the Bible the clothes represent people's actions
我们的行为在神的面前就好像一个脏的衣服不但脏而且百孔很多漏洞
our actions and behavior before God is not only filthy but it's also full of holes
所以我们没有办法遮住我们自己的羞耻
so we have no way to cover our shame
因为我们的行为有许多的漏洞是被魔鬼可以控告的
because our actions are so full of holes and the devil could accuse us
对不对圣经就告诉我们撒旦天天在神面前做一件事。
So the Bible it tells us that Satan is doing one thing every day, every single day before God.
什么事
？And what's he doing?
打小报告。
And he's telltelling.
告我们。
And he's accusing us.
啊，这个意象就说到，现在神要用这个约书亚。
So this vision tells us that now God wants to use Joshua.
魔鬼马上就怎么样？来告他
and immediately Satan is there to accuse him
给他难看
and to cause him to be embarrassed
那么约书亚有没有可以被他告的地方呢
so is there anything that Joshua could be accused of
很不幸的小辫子很多
unfortunately there are a lot of little things
我们在撒旦的手里面有很多很多的小辫子他抓着不放的
so we have a lot of these little things that Satan hold dear in his hands
所以这个约书亚就给他搞得没气儿了，就是。
So Joshua
本来要侍奉神，可是魔鬼在那边老是告他，他就觉得良心有愧。
So it caused Joshua to feel ashamed and feel like he was inadequate for serving God.
所以他要侍奉神。这个良心不平安的良心的不平安让他没有办法侍奉
and that causes his conscience to be unbalanced and with an unbalanced conscience he was not able to serve God
我想我们每一个基督徒应该或多或少都有这种经历
I think every Christian no matter what degree but we all have this experience
我们不管来到主日的聚会也好我们来波饼纪念主也好
whether it's to come to Sunday message or to Holy Communion
我们常常有一个里面有一个感觉
oftentimes we have this feeling within us
哎呀我不配啊
or we're not worthy
那有的人不配到一个地步连教会都不来了
some people feel that they're unworthy to a point that they don't even want to come to church
即使来了嘛也坐最后一排让人家不要看见我就居然会就赶快走
even though when they come they will sit in the last row so that they can leave immediately and nobody will see them
这是人的常态
this is human nature
因为我们每一次来到圣洁的神面前我们自然而然就看见自己的不配
because every time we come to a holy and righteous God we feel like we're unworthy
然后魔鬼呢又还落井还下石
and the Satan is there to accuse us even more
对不对所以我们常常就是有一个被控告的感觉
so often we are under this feeling that we're being constantly accused
那尤其你如果是做带领的工作
and especially when you're in a leadership position
更是在魔鬼的放大镜底下一直 控告你。
And you are under a magnifying glass by the Satan and accusing you.
我今天特别带了一个 Newsweek 最近的一篇。
And here I brought the latest issue of Newsweek.
它的标题叫做 The Politics of Jesus.
And one of the articles titled The Politics of Jesus.
谁看过这一期？
Who has seen this?
没人看过，很好。这里面就讲到一个有名的牧师在 Colorado。
Here it talked about a well-known pastor in Colorado.
我不去讲他是 Colorado 什么教会的主任。
But he is very well known.
而且他是整个福音派的领袖，他是主席。
And he is actually the leader in this whole
evangelical
movement.
他是很有影响力的一位。
He has a lot to say. A lot of people respect him.
那这个整篇的文章就集中在他的身上批评他。
So this entire article is focused on him and judging him.
对，说他这个不对，那个不对。
And they're just saying that he's done this not right or
that. 有没有可指责的呢？他承认有。
So did he do anything wrong? Yes, he admits himself that he has.
引咎辞职。
And so that's why he resigned.
但是我把他拿来当为什么做这件事。
So why am I mentioning him?
我不是定他的罪。
I'm not judging him.
我要说一件事。
I want to make clear one thing.
今天你不会看在报纸上看到有人攻击佛教的头犯罪攻击他，或者回教的头犯了罪攻击他，你看不到。
So today in the news headlines, you won't see somebody attacking for a certain Buddhist leader or a certain well-known Muslim leader.
但是基督教的头，你只要有事，一定上报，一定家小谕户，大家都知道，电视也公布。
But for Christian leaders, if there's any one
thing, 家户谕小
any one small thing happened to you, everybody will know. It will pass through all.Plaster all over the news.
所以这就证明你只要讲错一点马上大家都知道。
And so that proves the point that if you make a small mistake everyone know.
因为大家的眼睛都看着你。
Because everybody has their eyes on you.
撒旦的攻击就非常的严重。
And Satan's attack is very serious.
一点点的把柄就抓在人的手里马上就踩在你的头上。
And no matter what small things, as long as they got a hold of it, they'll have it hanging over your head.
对不对？所以我们今天唱的诗歌就有这首诗歌。你若追查罪孽，有谁能够在你面前站立得住呢？
So just like we sing in today's song, if he remembers our transgressions, who could dare to stand before you?
在这个追查罪孽的里头，有的是事实，我们是有一大堆问题。
So when you look at a past transgression, it's true, they are true. We do
have a lot of sin. 但是也有许多的谎言是叫做莫须有的罪加在你头上的。
But then there are also other lies that were added to us.
但是不管是真的也好，假的也好，我们基督徒怎么面对这么大的攻击呢？
So regardless if they are true or not, how do we as Christians handle these attacks?
我们没有办法对付。
We have no way to handle.
因为照着我们个人的景象广景，我们真的没有什么可以自义的。
Because by our own condition, we have nothing that we can boast about.
若要追查，有谁在你面前能够站立得住？
So if you want to mark our transgression, who can stand before you?
但是感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
当撒旦这样的来攻击我们、追讨我们的罪的时候，
And when Satan was attacking us and accusing of our sins,
谁起来为我们说话？
Who rises up and spoke for us.
你就会发现这个意象很宝贵，宝贵就在这个地方。
And you will find it's very precious in this vision and that
替我们说话的是爱我们的神。
The one who speaks for us is God, the God who loves us.
是神亲自出来为他的仆人辩护。
It's God himself who came forth and to protect us.
撒旦跟他作对是第一节。
Satan was accusing him.
但是第二节谁起来抵抗这个作罪呢？
So who in the second verse, who rose up to rebuke him?
是耶和华自己。
It's the Lord himself.
耶和华向撒旦说：“撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，你就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？”
The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?"
所以感谢神、
so、
是神是我们的辩护者。
So praise God, He is our protector.
过去两个礼拜我被叫去做 jury duty。
In the past 2 weeks, I've been called to jury duty.
在法院就是参加这个陪审团。
In the court, I was part of the jury.
你会发现在法院里面一边起诉这个政府有这个这个这叫什么？中文要叫什么？控起诉的这个政府起诉公。就是定要定这个罪犯的罪。
So on one side you have the prosecutor from the government side.
那么检察官定罪的时候，那么这个被告的人要起来，他有律师替他辩护。
And so the defendant has his own lawyer to defend him.
那我们坐在那边，两边都要听。
And we're just sitting there and we need to listen.
听完你要做一个，你要做一个判断，说哪边对哪边错。
And after we finish, we need to make a judgment on who's right and who's wrong.
那在这个地方你就会发现起来辩护的是神自己。
And here you'll notice that the one who raised up and defend us is God himself.
他为他的仆人起来辩护。
He's defending his servant.
我们坐在那里看那个两个被告的，就是他们是现在可以讲了，是搞毒品，然后绑票打这种事情。
And so at the time, the two accused who I can review now, they were involved with drugs, assaults and kidnapping.
你会发现起诉的检察官是理直气壮。
And so you'll note that the prosecutor is
righteous.
They're righteous in their accusation.
他有许多的证据来证明这两个人是罪人。
There are a lot of proofs to prove that these two indeed did commit these crimes.
那我就发现那两个被告的律师就很也是要起来辩，没有罪，没有罪。
But also we saw that the defendant's lawyer, they also need to stand up and to defend their client and saying that they're innocent.
但是理直才气壮，理不直就气不壮。
But you can only be righteous when you're when you have all when you have on the right side, but when you're on the wrong side, you don't have that righteousness.
所以这两个律师辩起来很累的，他明明是他们干的事，现在要说不是或者怎么样，他们很累，要替这两个人辩护。
So it must be really tiring for the two defendants' lawyers because from all evidence, it seemed like the two defendants did indeed commit the crime, but they had to defend and say they didn't.
神今天要替我们这些罪人辩护，你看看多难呢。
So on the same point, God will need to rise up and defend for sinners like us.
我们是罪魁祸首。
We have committed a sin.
现在神要站在我们这边说。
And God now needs to stand on our side and say,
不对，
No, they're innocent.
哎呀，糟糕，这怎么搞呢？这个。
So how could this be?
怎么样能够明明这个罪人能够为他辩护成为无罪呢？
So how can God defend those who are obvious sinners and say they're innocent?
在这个法庭上，这个辩护的律师怎么能够把我们的罪从没有讲到有，从有讲到没有？
So in this court, how could this defense lawyer turn sinners like us into saying that we're sinless?
你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about this?
难道我们的神是诡辩的吗？
So could it be that our God is indeed a trickster?
对不起，不是，我们的神是公义的，不要忘记。
So do not be
他万不以有罪的为无罪。
But do not be confused. God is righteous and just. Those who are
他不以有罪的为无罪。
He will not claim those who are sinful as sinless.
他要追讨他们三代四代。
And it will go on to the generations.
所以我们的罪如果要追下去，我们只有下地狱。
So if he truly indeed pursue our sins, the only way we can go is down to.
这是我们的地位。
The only way we can go is into hell, and this is our position.
但是神怎么样把一个明明有罪的人能够把他变成无罪呢？
So how can God turn someone who's so obviously sinful into someone who's sinless?
这个大祭司约书亚他是有罪的。
This high priest Joshua, he has sins.
神说，他虽然是有罪的， 但是这是从火中抽出来的一根柴。
And God said, even though he has sins, but he is a brand plucked from the fire.
这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
什么叫做火中抽出来的一根柴？
What does it mean to be a brand plucked from the fire?
我去查这个语句。
So I looked this up.
在圣经里面阿摩斯书有讲过。
So in the Bible, the book of Amos,
阿摩斯四章十一节。
In chapter 4,
你们这些绝后余生的人，正像从火堆中抽出来的一根柴。
Chapter 4, verse 11, he talked about, it gave a similar example.
他在这边讲什么？
So what is it talking about here?
就这一批犹太人。
These Israelites.
是经过神的审判。
So they, were judged by God.
是绝后余生的人。
So they were the survivors after the judgment.
他们已经被神七十年的审判过了。
They were judged by God's 70-year judgment.
他们亡国。
And their country was destroyed.
他们被掳。
And they were enslaved.
他们在人家的国家做人家的奴隶。
And they become slaves in other people's country.
所以他们的罪已经被审判过了。
So their sins had already been judged.
那个 penalty 已经付过了。
And they paid the penalty.
那现在这些回来的人叫做火中抽出来的一根柴。
So these people who are returned now are those who are the brand plucked from the fire.
这是用在那个历史里头的那段时间是这样来解释。
So this is how it was explained, given the history at the time.
不错，以前这些祭司犯罪在圣殿里面做可怕的事情。
True, in the past, these priests sinned and do very despicable things in the temple.
你如果要去看他们在圣殿里面做什么可怕的事情，你要去读以西结书。
And if you want to have a more understanding of what kind of despicable things they do in the temple, you need to.
神已经审判他们了。
You need to look into the book of
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, and God has very passed his judgment already.
现在这些人从被掳之地回来，是从这个火里面抽出来的一根柴。
So these people who are now returning to land are the brand plucked from the fire by God.
所以撒旦闭口。
So Satan, shut your mouth.
他们已经得到他们该得的审判。
They have received their judgment.
你不能再控告他们。
You cannot accuse them anymore.
因为他们的罪已经被火审判过。
Because their sin had already been judged by the fire.
那么今天这件事情怎么样用在基督徒的身上呢？
So how can this be used on Christians today?
基督徒啊，你知不知道你是祭司？
Christian, do you know that you're a priest?
知道自己是祭司的请举手。
If you know that you're a priest, please raise your hand.
只有二分之一。
There's only half of you.
我们要看一节圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
我们的身份，我们的地位是什么？
What is our position?
彼得前书。
And 1 Peter?
第二章。
Chapter 2.
新约彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节念起。你们来到主面前，就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里讲到我们要奉献灵祭来荣耀神。
Here we need to offer up a spiritual sacrifice.
第九节。
And verse 9.
我们一起念中文英文一起。
Let's read together English Chinese.
唯有
你们是被拣选的
族类。But you are a chosen race, a royal
priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession,
是圣洁的国度，
so that you may proclaim the
excellencies
of Him who has called you out of darkness into His
marvelous
light.
这里的你们是指谁说的？
Here, who is it talking about when it says you?
台上这两个人。
Is it just the people who are standing here?
你们在这里讲神的话，必定是祭司。
And here you talk about God's word, you must be priests.
是吗？
Is it true?
这个你们还包括了谁？
This you includes.
你如果把这个第二章从第一节念过来。
If you read chapter two, the entire chapter 2 starting from verse 1.
你就看到一个很清楚的信息。
And you see a clear message.
你们不是指台上这两个而已。
The you is not only referring to those who are standing on the podium.
是包括在台下的每一个基督徒，你只要重生，你只要得着主耶稣的新生命的人。
But also it refers to all those who are below, who are Christians.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹， 在基督教的堕落的基督教里面，把 priest 变成某一些人才是 priest， 其他人都叫平信徒，这是极大的错误。
So in the fallen age, condition of the Christians, when we now refer to priests only to a selective few, but others only called believers, this is
no. Priest 跟 layman 平信徒叫 layman。
So we call a selective few as priests and other, all the other as just simple laymen.
这是违背圣经的。
This is against what was taught in the Bible.
谁是 priest?
Who are the priests?
每一个基督徒都是 priest.
Every single Christian.
我再问一次。
So I'll ask one more.
谁知道自己是祭司的举手。
So who knows that you're a priest? Please raise your hand.
多一点，那其他的。
So now we have more. So I'm assuming everyone else hasn't believed in God yet. Unless you're not a Christian.
那你不是神的祭司。
Then you are not a priest of God.
如果你是基督徒。
And if you are a Christian,
他就说你们是被拣选的族类，下面就说什么。
And here it says you are the chosen one, and the next verse says
有君尊的祭司。
And you are the priest.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们的地位身份是非常高的。
Our position is very high.
是在神的家里面做他的祭司。
We were priests in God's house.
但是我们不敢认。
But we're
fearful. 我们觉得不配。
We don't dare to admit it because we feel like we're not worthy.
我有一大堆的包袱，天天良心不平安，我怎么能够配做神的祭司？
Because we feel like we have so many baggage, and each and every day our conscience is not clear.
这个感觉很好，我们知道自己的真实的斤两。那我们在神面前会谦卑。
It's great that you know this, so that you will be able to humble yourself before God.
但是你不要把这个感觉盖过头了。
But do not overdo this.
明明神给你这个职位，你说不，我哪里敢当？我不配，我不配。
God gave you this position, but you push it away and saying that you're not worthy.
那你是藐视神的话。
This now you're looking down on God's word.
神把这么荣耀的职分给你。你是不配，但是你得接受。
God gave this glorious position to you, even though you're not worthy, you must accept it.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
你不接受，就表示你怎么样
？If you do not accept it, it means
你不信他的话。
It means you do not believe in his words.
所以你要知道你是祭司。
So you need to know that you are a priest.
那么你觉得不配，怎么办呢
？So you know that you're not worthy. What could you do?
这句话的意思。
Then you need to understand what it says.
约书亚是火中抽出来的一根柴。
Joshua is a brand plucked from the fire.
那从新约的角度怎么解释这句话？
So how do we explain this from a New Testament point of view?
什么叫做火中抽出来的一根柴呢？
What does it mean to be a brand plucked from the fire? So the fire represents God's judgment.
神要审判罪，这是事实。
God will judge sin. This is true.
但是这个审判由谁承担呢？
So who is bearing this judgment for us?
主耶稣在十字架上，他承担。我们所有罪人的罪。
Our Lord Jesus upon the cross has carried all our judgments.
所以每一个基督徒，我们要知道我们的福音就是，我们不能够再被控告了。为什么？因为耶稣替我们承担了一切火的审判。
And so our salvation and good news is that our Lord Jesus has already received all the judgments, so we can no longer be accused.
神要审判罪恶。
God will judge.
神要追讨我们每一个人的罪。
And he will judge each one of us according to our sins. But praise the Lord.
这个罪是由他的儿子来替我们承担。
This sin was taken upon by God's own son.
所以所有相信耶稣的人，你就变成火中什么样抽出来的那一根柴。
So all those who believe in him now becomes a brand which was plucked from the fire.
我们免了那个火的。那个审判。
So we were spared of the judgment from fire.
懂了没有？
Do you understand this?
懂了，那你就会发现，神就说，你把袍子给我穿上。
So if you understand this, you'll understand when God commands you to wear the robe.
什么样的袍子呢？
So what kind of robe is this?
你脱离罪孽，这第四节，脱离罪孽，穿上什么？华美的衣服。
So what it means is to have taken his iniquity away from him and will clothe him with festal robes.
浪子回家的时候，把那个身上穿的那个又臭又脏的那件衣服怎么样？脱掉。
So when the prodigal son returned home, what did he do with the filthy garments?
神给他换上什么？ 那个华美的袍子。
He took them off and God gave him the festal robes.
那个袍子就是基督是我们的义。
And this robe is that Jesus is our righteousness.
那叫做义袍。
And that's the robe of righteousness.
这是每一个基督徒到神面前来的时候，我们必备的那一件礼服。
This is the one thing we must have when we come before God.
你不要狂到一个地步，就穿自己的衣服就来了。
Do not be so arrogant to a point that you're wearing your own clothes to come before God.
你必须穿上耶稣给我们的义袍，你才能够站到神面前来做他的祭司。
So we must wear the robe of righteousness given to us by Jesus. Then we're worthy to become, we're serve as priests.
基督是我们的义。
Jesus is our righteousness.
我们一起说。
Let's say together. Jesus is our righteousness.
我们自己有没有义？
Do we have any righteousness?
没有。
We don't.
我们自己没有义。
We do not have any righteousness.
但是怎么能够侍奉神呢？
So how can we serve God then?
啊，基督是我们的义。
Jesus is our righteousness.
这是神的给我们的最大的祝福。
This is the biggest blessing our God has given.
所以在这个地方，撒旦在那里老是在那告他，告他，告他。
So here Satan is constantly accusing him.
那神起来辩护说 ，Shut up.
So God rises up and defends him and says, Shut up.
没有什么好控告的。
There's nothing to be accused of.
因为他是火中抽出来的一根柴。
Because he's a brand plucked from the fire.
新约的话在哪里？
So where does it say in the New Testament?
罗马书第八章，我们都起来打开。
Book of Romans, let's turn to it, chapter 8, let's turn to it.
33节，八章三十三节。
Verse 33, chapter 8, verse 33.
找到没有？罗马书八章三十三节。
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 33.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？下面说什么？有神称他们为义了。
Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies.
34节
Verse 34.
有谁能定他们的罪呢？
Who is the one who condemns?
有基督耶稣已经死了。
Christ Jesus is he who had died.
所以请问神用什么方法堵住撒旦的嘴？
So let me ask you, what method did God use to block Satan's accusations?
用什么来堵住撒旦的嘴？
What did he use to block his mouth?
耶稣的死。
He used Jesus' death.
他已经为我们死，这是一个事实。
It's true that he had died for us.
羊羔已经献上了。
The lamb was offered.
是他们有罪。
True, they are sins.
但是这个罪已经借着这个神的羔羊怎么样？付了。
But this sin had already been paid by this God's lamb.
所以罪债已经怎么样？付清了。
So it was, the sin was already paid up.
所以 shut up, 没有什么好讲。
So shut up because there is nothing else to talk about.
这是神在那里替我们做辩护。
So because God is here to defend us.
好，这是这个意象我们要看见。
So this is what you need to understand from this vision.
今天要建立神的教会。
So today, in order to establish the church,
神在这里把我们买赎回来。
God purchased us.
但是我们每一个人都在那边发抖。
But every single one of us shaking there, standing there.
我们的良心不平安。
Because our conscience is not balanced.
所以我们在神的面前，我们祷告也不敢出声。
So before God, we're not even dare to pray.
诗歌也唱得没声没气的。
And singing, when we sing hymns, it was half-hearted.
为什么？
Why?
为什么不能理直气壮，大声的来赞美神呢？
So why can't we sing aloud and praise our God?
还没有醒。不是没有醒。
Is it because we're not awake yet?
没有醒，你不会来这里。
No, that's not it. If you're not awake, you won't be here.
我们来这里，诗歌不雄壮，祷告这个断断续续，小小声声，为什么？
So why is it that we cannot sing with a loud voice, or and then our prayers are only sporadic? And the reason is that because our hearts are because we feel ashamed.
我说怎么祷告这么小声，又是爱倒不倒的呢？
So sometimes when I listen to other prayers, I would feel like, why is it so small, pray with such a small voice? So I ask them, why don't you pray louder and why don't you pray?
你们祷告就好，我在后面就阿们阿们就行了。
So often the answer is that it's fine that you guys can go ahead and pray. I'll just stand back and say amen.
将来神就会问我们，不要说将来，就现在神要问我们。
And now God will ask us.
那他替你祷告，那你自己怎么不祷告呢？
So he is praying for you. Why? How come you're not praying yourself?
吃饭为什么他不能替你吃呢？
So how come he can't then by that logic of eat for you as well?
你的吃饭，他人别人没有帮你没有办法帮你吃饭，那你祷告也没有人帮你可以替你帮你祷告。
So since there's no one who could eat for you, then therefore there shouldn't be anyone who could pray for you.
我每一个人都要赞美耶和华。
Everyone need to praise.
因为神是救了你，也救了他，也救了我。
Because God saved every one of us.
每一个蒙恩人都要来感谢他。
All those who are blessed need to give thanks to Him. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹， so dear brothers and sisters,
我盼望我们的祷告要丰富。
I pray that our prayers will be abundant.
我们的诗歌要雄壮。
And our singing of praise, songs will sing with a strong voice.
为什么？
Why?
啊，因为蒙恩的人都应当怎么样？赞美他。
Because those who are blessed should praise him.
这是理所当然的。
And this is the truth.
我不管你喉咙沙哑不沙哑。
I don't care whether you have a sore throat or not.
你不管，我不管你是有没有口疾。
I do not care whether you stutter.
连哑巴都应该开口赞美耶和华。
Even those who cannot speak will open their mouth and praise God.
这个撒旦在我们身上玩了很多诡计。
So the Satan has played many tricks on us.
让我们常常觉得胆小。
And cause us to feel that we're so small.
这个就是这个意象，你必须看见。
And you need to know this vision.
这样你就能够得胜。
And only when you understand this, then you'll have victory.
那么第四个意象。
Now the fourth vision.
他说到，这里是讲到所罗巴伯。
Here it talks about Zerubbabel.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
他看到有一个金灯台。
So he saw a lampstand made of gold.
灯台上面有七盏灯。
And there are seven lamps.
然后有七根管子。
And there are seven pipes.
从两棵树流下来的。
And it's from two trees.
两棵橄榄树。
Two olive trees.
啊，那么就是看到这么一个很稀奇的一个意象。
So this is the strange vision he saw.
那么就问什么意思啊？
So he asked, what does this mean?
我也不知道啊。
I do not understand.
啊，那么神就在这里说，这是我要给所罗巴伯看见的。
So here God says, this is what I want to reveal to Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯代表什么？
What does Zerubbabel represent?
他代表的是王权。
He represents the power of the king.
刚刚讲的是代表什么？祭司权。
We just talked about the power of the priest.
在神家的建造，一面有祭司的侍奉，一面有王权管理的侍奉。
In the house of God, there's one side which has the priest, power of the priest. The other is the king, the power of the king.
这个意象是到底讲什么？
So what is this, what's this vision about?
第六节。
In verse 6,
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
他对我说，
then he said to me,
this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying,
not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit,
says the Lord of hosts, 乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。大山啊，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前必成为平地。
Continue to verse 7. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain.
先解释这个意象什么意思。
So let me first explain what this vision means.
到底这个七个金灯台的意象是什么？
So what exactly is this vision of the seven lamb?
在这里只解释了说，这个意象是为着传达一个信息，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
So here the purpose is to pass on a message which is not by might, not by power, but by the spirit.
没有解释七个金灯台到底讲什么。
It didn't explain what exactly does that mean, what does the seven lamp.
但是感谢神，
But praise God,
我们有新约。
We have the New Testament.
旧约的时候没有解。
In the Old Testament, it didn't explain.
你如果光光看这本书，你们不懂。
If you simply read this chapter, you will not understand.
但是你到新约去，启示录你就看见第一章，我们刚刚念了，解了。
But in the, if you go to New Testament, in the Revelation, the first chapter, it explains what it is.
圣灵解释那个七个金灯台讲什么。
So the Holy Spirit explained what the seven lamps stands for.
七个教会。
So it stands for the seven churches.
所以我们就说啊，这个金灯台就是指着教会在地上的见证说的。
So we understand now that this seven lamp is pointing to this testament on this church.
那么你就会发现，这里神要他们建这一个圣殿，这是第二个殿。
Here you can see that God wants them to build the second temple.
但是这个是做预表的。
But this is only as a sign.
啊，你如果注意看，这里有第几节？第八节。
If you read verse 8,
他说，这一些人是做预表的，有没有？三章，对不起，三章。
Chapter 3,
三章第八节。
Verse
8. 啊，大祭司约书亚，你们坐在你面前的同伴都当听。下面做一个括号，是吗？
And so if you see, now listen, Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you. Next, it has the parentheses. It's in parentheses.
你们这些人，你们要做的事，通通是一个预表。
So all that you will do be doing are signs, a representation.
建这个殿，做这个祭司，这是预表。
This is to represent something.
预表的实体是什么？
So what does building of the house represent?
What's the reality? 啊？建教会。
In reality, it's the building of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神今天在地上只做一件事。
God today is only after one thing.
在整个的地球，离这两千年来，神的主要的任务是在建他的教会。
On this earth for this last 2,000 years, the main task he wants to do is to build his
church. 他为这个建这个教会，他在这个里面有一句话，我要大家一定要把它抓住。
In order to build his church, there's a verse I want to share to that you must know.
第八章第二节。
In chapter 8, verse 2.
万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安心里怎么样？极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion, yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her.
你注意，这是整个神最热情的一句话。
This is the most passionate sentence spoken by God.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
极其什么？火热，英文怎么翻译？
Exceedingly jealous.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
神如果把他的 priority 列出来，如果在神心目中，他有一万件事情要做。
So that means if God needs to list out his priorities, for example, if there are 10,000 of them.
第一名是什么？
What's the very first item?、
啊、第一件事神要做的是什么？建立教会。
And the first item,
这个一个人说话呢？
The first item on his list is to build a church.
神最高的 priority 是什么？
So what is highest priority? It's to build a church. One more time. To build a church. If this did not enter into your head and understand, then I'm basically wasting my time. And the word he uses is exceedingly jealous.
那如果神极其火热，他要我们这些儿女怎么样？
So if God is exceeding jealous, what does he want us?
也一样跟他表达什么？火热。
He also wants us to express this exceeding jealous.
听懂了没有？
For him,
如果他火热，我们冷冰冰。
So if he is exceeding jealous, but we're just cold, completely cold and numb.
那你就是真不够意思。
Then you truly do not understand what he wanted.
懂不懂？如果爸爸火热，儿子要跟着怎么样？
So if the father is exceeding jealous, what is the son to do? He should also be exceeding jealous.
我就记得我小的时候，考大学放榜。
I remember that when I was younger and trying to get into college.
啊，放榜那就是在那个时候有两个时段，一个是那天晚上下午，他贴在他那个考试的委员会门口。
And when they were revealing the result of who got enrolled, they have two times when they revealed this. One is in the.
然后第二天的报纸才登出来说张三李四你。到了什么大学什么系？
And then the second time they will reveal the list is on the next day in the newspaper revealing who was enrolled into college.
那我们看榜，我们平常就是等到第二天报纸出来再看嘛。
So usually when we see these things, we wait till the next day to read it in the newspaper.
但是我考试。
But then when my turn came, it was my turn to.
谁急啊？
So who was the one who really want to know?
我急，我爸爸急死。
So even though if
他怎么急呢？
If I don't feel the urgency, my father definitely feel the urge to check. And he wanted that the first.
我说今天看跟明天看有什么不一样？不一样就是不一样。
So what he wanted is that the first time when the list is revealed, then I need to go up and see it. And so I asked him, what's the difference between seeing now and wait till tomorrow to read it?
那天很好玩，那天最气的就是我爸爸。我们这些人通通冷冰冰坐那边等着明天看报纸。他说你们今天就跟我去。
So it's quite interesting that day because on that day my father was the only one who urged us to go see it while we were just sitting there.
我是越晚看越好，为什么？
I feel that the later I see the list, the better.
谁知道是考上没有考上？
The reason is who knows whether I make it into college.
他是恨不得马上知道我这个宝贝儿子考中了没有。
But from his point of view, he would like to know as soon as possible whether his son made it into college.
所以我们没有跟爸妈表同情，所以我们通通被他骂死了，对不对？
So we did not sympathize with how they feel, so we were rebuked.
那同样的。今天神心里面他说我为这件事情心里极其火热。
So same thing, God said here that for this he was exceedingly jealous.
结果这些宝贝通通从埃及巴比伦回来，通通在那边等啊等啊等啊，自己都只管自己的事。
But yet his precious little one after since from recovering coming back from Egypt, they were just carrying on their own business.
神都要跳起来了。
God was so to he was almost jump up and down in fury.
你怎么没有表情的 ？Jump up and down.
Was jump up and down.
对，神极其火热。
God was exceedingly jealous.
结果都像我们的翻译那边冷冰冰只讲而已了。
So it's just like me. I was kind of bland and motionless.
所以这个就是你没有表达到，没有表与神表同情。
So this is because you have not sympathized with God.
这是 guilty， 你知道吗
？This is actually
这是有罪的。
This is guilty。
我们没有跟阿爸表同情。
We do not sympathize with Abba Father。
那么到新约，我上礼拜两礼拜前讲的时候，我引用这个马太福音26章。
So in a New Testament I saw last week, I used Matthew chapter 16。
主耶稣为了他的殿，他说：“我为我的殿心里焦急，如同火烧啊。
”He said that I'm
extremely.怎么样 ？Burning for the house of God.
He says that Lord Jesus said he's extremely burning for the house of God.
那么等到十六章的时候，他对他的门徒就说了：“我要建我的教会在这磐石上。”
And in chapter 16, he said, "I want to build my church on this rock."
所以你就知道神的心是什么。
So you know what's in God's heart.
他在这么长的历史里头，旧约也好，新约也好，他做的同一件事。
So all this long history, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, all he wanted is one thing.
他用这个意象一个一个给我们，他要我们看一看神的心是什么心啊。
He gave us all these visions so that we can see what is it in his heart.
盼望我们真的看见。
I hope that we can.
如果你真的看见
，and if you can truly see,
你的里头就要有那个温度。
That you will have this temperature.
也要怎么样？极其火热。
And you will also be.
你如果温度不够不上
，if your temperature cannot rise up,
你要好想到底我什么事情没有能够感觉到神的迫切紧迫感。
And to examine yourself, to what is it that caused you to not feel the same urgency as God does?
好，这是第一。第二
，So that's one. The second thing.
他在说，这件事不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠什么？我的灵方能成事。
It says not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit.
我说一点我自己这么多年在这个教会里面二十多年。
Let me share something with you from all my experience in this church.
我常常会很灰心。
Sometimes a lot of times I would get discouraged.
尤其去年我收到那封信的时候，我是真的里面都凉掉了。
Especially last year when I received that letter, truly I felt inside my heart.
我搞了这么多年，你们这些人都是我自己带起来的。
I've worked so hard all these years and I've raised you up.
可是今天居然就做这样的事。
But yet today you have done this.
我非常的灰心。
I'm extremely discouraged.
我到一个地步我说算了，不干了。
To a point that I want to say, I give up, I want to quit.
但是这句话来到我的里头。
But yet this word came to me.
不是依靠势力。
Not by might.
不是依靠才能。
Nor power.
乃是我的灵方能成事。
Because by my Spirit,
今天整个的这工作不是人能做什么。
Today all this work is not because what people can do.
我没有什么才能。
I have no talent.
但是我自己却对自己还蛮有信心的。
But yeah, I'm still pretty confidence in myself.
还蛮以为我这二十年干的有声有色的。
I feel that like in these 20 years I've really done something.
但是神好像给你浇一盆冷水。
It feels like God just poured water on me.
那你会发现没有什么可夸的。
And then you'll realize that you have nothing to boast about. All those people you have raised up by yourself,
他就成为踢你一脚的人。
They become somebody who ended up kicking you in the back.
所以我在神面前就是乖乖的承认我不能做什么。
So from that I can only admit that I cannot do anything.
我摆上任何东西都在神的建造上都算不了什么。
No matter what I offer up in the grand scheme of things,
如果有所成的。
If it is complete, if it's finished, it's not because of I.
也不是你做的。
And nor because of you.
是谁做的？
But because
是耶和华的灵
方能成事。Accomplished all this.
讲到神的建造的教会。
Regarding to building his church.
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我要建立什么？
I will build
我的教会在这磐石。
My church on this rock.
所以这整个的工作是谁的工作？
So this work, whose work is it?
青年弟兄姊妹。永远记住这句话。So, 这个工作不是你的工作，也不是我的工作。
So young brothers and sisters, remember this. This work is not your work or my work.
是谁的工作？
Whose work is it?
神的灵。
It's God's Holy Spirit.
只有神的灵才能做。
It's only the Spirit could this
be done. 不需要 frustrate.
So please do not be frustrated.
弟兄姊妹不听你的，没关系，哈利路亚。
If brothers and sisters do not want to listen to you, hallelujah.
连主耶稣在地上的时候，人都不听他。
Even Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, people didn't listen to him.
那为什么在地上人就一定要听你的呢？
So then, why do you think that people need to listen to you?
这个问题不在我们。
So the problem is not in us.
我是指建教会这件事情上来说。
This I'm talking about the building of the church.
而重点在哪里呢？
And the key is.
那我们是不是大家都回家？吃吃喝喝睡睡就行了吗？
Should we all just go home and do our own business?
他的矛盾就在这个地方。
And the conflict's here.
今天让我们看到，这整个的工作不是由我们的主观愿望来完成的。
The dilemma is that on one hand, we need to recognize that it's not by our own power can things be accomplished.
但是神又说，你们每一个人都有一份。
But then on the other hand, God says that each one of you have a part in this.
你们都是我建造的对象。
You are all what I want to build.
现在的问题不是我们能做什么，我们不能为神做什么。
So the problem here is not what we can do.
但是
，But
你发现当主耶稣跟门徒讲完这段话以后，起来反对耶稣的是谁
？But you discover that after God finished, Jesus finished speaking these words, up and to speak against him. Do you remember?
得到启示有福的彼得是第一个起来反对耶稣的人。
It's the Peter who actually was blessed because he received revelation. He's the first one.
不要觉得他怎么这个样子，他怎么这样子。你先想，我也是这个样子。
So do not feel like how other people are like that. We must look upon ourselves and recognize we are the same.
我们不能为主做什么，但是我们可以做的一件事，主是说得很清楚。
So even though we cannot do anything that we can do, and he's very clear on this.
什么事？
And what is that?
背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从我。
Instead, to carry your own cross and give up yourself and follow me.
所以整个的问题不在外面，整个的问题在我们自己的身上。
So all the problem is not outward, but inward, upon ourselves.
所以这些犹太人不错，他们是付了代价回来了。
Truly, they sort of like, yeah, yes, they did pay the price and they returned.
但是你会发现，神的工作托付给他们这些人是成为。
You'll see that God gave His work to them, but yet they become the biggest blockade for God's work.
所以今天神在里面等什么
？So what is God waiting today?
不是等一个建筑物建起来。
Not waiting for a structure to be built.
他在等什么
？What is He waiting for?
等我们愿意背十字架。舍己跟从主。
He's waiting for us to be willing to carry our cross, to give up ourselves, and to follow Him.
所以神的建造是建造在我们这个人的身上。
So the building of His church is on us.
所以今天整个的注意是我到底每天怎么跟随主的。
So the point to take home is that we need to know that how am I living each and every day.
今年的我跟去年的我有没有什么不一样？
Is there any difference between me and this year or last year?
我还是越来越大了呢，还是我越来越小了？
Did I, the self, become bigger or did
全的呢，还是我行我素呢？
Did Jesus have even more rule in my life or am I still doing my own thing?
如果我还是照我，那我们就知道我没有什么长进。
Then I know that I have not grown.
如果我们在神面前愿意谦卑把自己放下来。
But yet, if I'm willing to humble myself,
感谢主，主在你的身上就开始有路走。
And praise the Lord because God now has a way on you.
教会的实体就开始实现了，露了曙光了。
The reality of the church is slowly becoming true.
所以我们不要去 judge 我们的弟兄姐妹，说他怎么这么糟糕。
So do not go around and judge your brothers and sisters and say how badly they behave.
让我们先审判我们自己。
We judge ourselves first.
让我们自己的己能够做对付。
So we can defeat.Only by this way, then the church will be built.
建造不在外面，建造在里面。
So building a church is not outwardly, but within.
这是这个意象要我们看见。
This is what this vision wants us to see.
不是依靠势力。
Not by power.
不是依靠才能。
Nor might.
所以你的本事越大，越麻烦。
So that means the bigger, the more talent you have, actually, the more trouble that will become.
一起说，乃是依靠。
But by my spirit,
灵。方能成事。
By my spirit says the Lord.
听懂了没有？祷告。
So yes, let's pray.
主，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we just want to praise you.
多等于忍耐的心。
How patient you are with us. And we're also shocked by how foolish we are.
你的心是这样的深刻在我们每个人身上。
Your heart is so looked upon each one of us.
而我们常常没有办法领悟你的心。
But yet we just cannot understand your heart.
今天求你可怜我们。
Lord, today we beg that you have mercy on us.
再次照亮在我们里面。
May your word shine upon us.
让我们不是为听道而听道。
So that we may not be just listening here for the words.
让我们真是抓住父神的心。
But we may be hold on to Father God's heart.
让我们这一生与你的心配合上去。
So that we may do work according to your will.
好让你的建造可以成就在我们每个人身上。
So your work of building may be accomplished on us. We pray this in Jesus' name.